start by saying my name is Vern Fleming, and I'm conducting an interview for the Louisa County Historical Society on the Freedom of Choice project that talks about the integration of Louisa County High School in 1965. And if you don't mind, Mr. Besson, introduce yourself and say what year, class you were in 1965, what year group.
Well, I'm Brooks Besley. I was a sophomore, 65-66. We lived in the big city of Mineral, long ways from school. Yes.
So, and before we started recording, but you've been in Louisa County most of your life.
Most, yes. Went off to school, and so basically from 68 to 80, I wasn't here full time.
Okay.
Yeah, for the most part.
So, going back to 1965, when did you first hear about the high school going to be integrated?
I don't know. I'm sure that it was a way of the word was spread around. I'm sure. Was it in the paper? I don't remember. I've been talking to my friends here lately, and I was so, you know, things, I just wasn't totally observant.
Well, at that age, you probably had other things on your mind.
Well, yeah, but yes, I'm sure that it was. I'm sure that it was talked.
Okay.
It obviously was not talked to the degree that I have a memory of it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't. There wasn't a crowd of folks just ranting and raving, or any other emotion. So it just didn't make enough impression on me to stick with me.
Okay. So your parents didn't share much with you about it?
No. A right privileged in the respect that our family in retail business.
Yeah.
And if you're in retail business, you either got to be phenomenally talented in expressing yourself, or you better be careful in how you express yourself. We were not in the first group, we were clearly in the second group. If there was if there had been strong emotions on part of my folks, they kept it away from me. Of course, it wasn't anything totally new to me, in as much as I'd been hanging around the store. Mama put me on the payroll there in 61. So, I mean, I was in and out of the store. We had black customers. Yes, damn glad we did. Good people. It wasn't a shock to me. Really wasn't. In that respect.
Okay.
Yeah.
You recall if your parents gave you any advice when you were going off to school that year about do's and don'ts, or?
Can't recall it.
Okay.
Can't recall it at all. And I believe that I would have remembered if it had been a Stern talking to. I'm confident I would have remembered that. I definitely would have remembered that. Yeah. But no. I cannot recall anything on that order. Likewise with friends.
Yeah.
If some of my friends made any comments pro or con, it didn't make an impression upon me. Okay. I'm a good thing this isn't a trial, because by now the lawyers would have said, you can leave, Bessie, you can leave. But no, I don't remember.
No, that's
fine. Along that line.
And you're not alone in that regard. I mean, a lot of things.
Well,
I don't remember, and as I've talked to some others too, either they didn't remember or their memory was totally different than what others have said. So it kind of happens when you get to a certain age. Of course, you haven't gotten to that point yet.
No.
But yeah, some folks' memories fade. So I assume you didn't ride the bus since you're so close to school.
We picked up. We just walked uptown and got on at the corner.
Okay.
It's a hairdresser's shop there now. It was a Unger's had a convenience store. grocery store thing there. And it was a convenient place for those of us in town to catch a bus because there was a roof out from the building over the sidewalk right to the edge of the right-of-way. It's a wonder that thing wasn't hit and knocked down years ago. But that's where we met the bus.
Okay.
And if I didn't catch a ride between home and there, you know, hey, that was two blocks. That was a lot of opportunity for someone to come by to give me a ride. Yeah.
Do you recall any African-American black students riding the bus?
No.
Back then? Okay.
No, sir.
Thinking about when you got to school that first year of integration, anything different, especially related to behavior toward the black students who were there that year?
Don't recall anything at all. You know, I would have been focused on my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them I hadn't seen since June. Right. Of course, we would have been into football practice by that time anyway. But no.
Okay.
And like I said, you know, that school wasn't all that large. What was it, 90-some in our class? And so, I don't know, let's what, just...
500?
Yeah. There was 500 or something, 550, 600 students in the building. And my interaction would have been limited to 25 or 30 of them, maybe.
Okay.
You know, I was telling my wife last night, you know, in a respect, I'm just kind of in a world of my own. You know, I had my buddies with whom I interacted. I watched my grammar. My mother would get on me for, you know, if I did my grammar the wrong direction there.
Now, you mentioned, football.
Yes, sir.
Did you lose any friends that transferred out of Louisa to avoid integrating with black students?
I don't remember any fellas. I recall one girl that, in retrospect, I think she transferred to Rock Hill.
Okay.
I don't know where she went. I still see her once in a blue moon, and but I don't know that that's where she went.
Okay.
But she, I think that would have been the year that she did.
Yeah. There were some students that did go to Rock Hill. Now, the one lady, if you knew of any others, do you think it was their choice? Do you think that parents were kind of influenced? I know it's asking you to kind of be speculative, but just curious whether or not, how much were the parents, how much were the students that drove the decision to leave Louisa?
I would have been, it would almost have to be parents. I wanted to, I guess by my junior year, I wanted to go to Fork Union. I knew that it enjoyed an academic reputation there, one subject, you know, you take math for 6 weeks or whatever, and that's all you took, you know, or whatever. The athletic aspect of it was of interest to me, but I just kept that to myself. I knew that it would never evolve. It would not be possible to go.
Why? Because
money.
Okay.
Tuition.
Okay.
And I really don't know what tuition would have been back then. Probably very like most of state colleges.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been
more than what your parents were going to pay into Louisa.
Yeah, probably $2,000 or $3,000 a year. Yeah. I don't know that.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Well, yes, it was. But other than that one lady, I just don't know of any. Like I said, totally guilty of thinking of my world.
Mm-hmm.
Just my little...
Now, you played football and basketball?
Yes, sir.
Track. Okay. Now, I know Joe Morris started football. At least I understand he had to, you know, quit because of his mother was ill, but he played basketball.
Played basketball with him.
Right.
I played with him 1 year.
Okay.
It would have been his senior year, yes.
Okay.
And sophomore, my sophomore year, his junior year, first year, I was on JV squad.
Okay.
And I'd have to look in there. I don't recall if we had.
I don't think he had any blacks.
I don't think we had any blacks on the basketball that year.
Right. Just Joe played varsity and Steve Wright, but no one on JV, right?
Yes. Track. I cannot remember about that year. A Bishop fella from up around the airline. I remember him on the track team, but okay. That could have easily been junior or my junior or senior. He was behind me in school. I'd have to look him up. I'd have to try to find him. Thing I remember, but
he
was a good distance. Right, he had legs up to about here,
okay.
and he could move. I don't know that he ran the dashes, but okay. Maybe a quarter mile, and I think he maybe ran some distance. You know, half mile,
right.
Maybe. I don't remember. Okay. Hey, again, you know, I was in the weights division, so as soon as my part of the track meet was over, I just didn't bother to keep up with the rest of them.
Shot put and discus.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, he made me run. Coach made me run 220 and made me run a 180 hurdles.
And who was your coach?
Well, that year, first year, that year would have been Jim Arts, and then the next two years would have been Coach Everball.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking Coach Arts next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Is Michael Everbach still living?
Yes, he is.
Really?
I don't know where. Steve Montgomery says he talks with him once, twice a year. Sherman Shiflett talks with him. I think Sammy Hicks knows where he is.
Okay.
And
I would love to try to catch him. He wasn't there that first year, but he still might have.
He came in our junior year.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember he was first year at PE.
Yeah.
Coach basketball, but he was a principal my senior year.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know when.
Yeah.
I knew that he was a principal here, and he had been a principal at Bath County.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Okay. It's interesting. I was going to ask whether or not in your sports activities, be it football, basketball, whether or not you encountered any issues playing other schools, either with them having black players or them resisting this with black
never,
players on
no.
the
team. By the time I was a junior, I don't remember the JV basketball, who we, you know, the teams that we played and
right.
who they had. By the junior year, of course, I suppose the freedom of choice was statewide, I guess.
Almost, yeah. Some Albemarle started 2 years before Louisa.
Okay.
But I think by 65, both schools had started freedom of choice. Yeah.
Well, it's sports.
Okay.
You know, you're almost equal in the respect. Hey, we're competing, yes, but got along. Oh, I knew which ones I could knock up against the head and which ones.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it was Group 2, District 2, you know, black and blue division.
Yeah.
No blood, no foul, you know. I got a thumb up in my eye one night, and I fell on the floor, and there was no foul called.
Of course, you mentioned Sammy Hicks. I know the Hicks brothers would take a fall in a minute.
Oh, yes, sir.
You touch within 2 feet of them, they'll be on the floor.
I tell you something else about them. Junior year and senior year, in practice, they had to be on the same squad. You know, if you played shirts against skins for practice, they had to be on the same team because otherwise, if they were opposing, they were going after them. Yes. They were rough.
Yeah, they were competitive.
On each other. Yeah.
Yeah,
they were rough on each other.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny was in my class. So yeah, he just moved back in town.
Yes, he came by to see me the other week.
Okay.
And I'm glad he told me who he was. I probably would have picked it out if he'd have talked a little longer. But getting back to sports, I cannot. And I don't remember other schools with black basketball players. Of course, football, you just, you know, everybody's got a
helmet
on, and you basically, they're worse than these masks, you don't see them. But basketball, of course, Motoka was, as I recall them, they were 100% black and good athletes. Golly.
I remember the Kersey brothers.
Yes. The twins were my class, and Merritt was a year behind, and he dropped her to basketball the next year.
Really?
His senior. I've got a clipping out of a newspaper about the, it was a Richmond paper, I guess it was, and they made mention that he left basketball that year. He was, they were talented
fellas. Yeah, they were.
They were talented.
Yeah.
I think, this is off, you can turn it off. He punted for Philadelphia.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, one of them did. Or was it Morris? But anyway, there was Mike and Morris, and then there was Merritt.
Okay.
And anyway, but getting back to the important stuff here.
But yeah, so sports was not a problem at all.
No, sir.
I had, I think it was Joe that said when they played Fluvanna, you know, they were called the N-word as they were walking into the gym, and Confederate flags were flying. So they said that stood out. But I think that was maybe when you were probably playing JV, I think it was that first year.
Yeah, I, there are many times I'm just not observant of my surroundings. It sounds odd.
Mm-hmm.
It really does, but it could have been, you know. You can turn the tape off, I'll tell the story, but anyway.
We edited it out on the
Okay, show. Good. We were playing over there, and Coach was beating on me. What I played underneath.
And which coach was this?
Everball.
Okay.
He wanted me to go drift up and down the lane and shoot from the foul line to kind of open things up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else was doing their little game, their little thing. Well, I launched one over there at Carey's Brook, you know, and they had those metal rafters up there.
Right.
And I'm sure that ball went up above the rafters and threw them and back down and hit nothing but the bottom of the net. You're not going to print this over in Fluvanna, so I'll call his name. Darnell Williams caught up with me. We were running back towards the other end of the court. He says, "You better grin, you so-and-so." Said, "That was a damn lucky shot, and you know it." Oh, I've shared that with a bunch of his classmates from over there.
Oh, wow.
They love that. They love that story. But
that's good. Yeah. So you played on a team with Russell King, I guess.
Russell, yes. Yeah. Russell came by to see me at work a few years back. Now let's see, when did Russell pass away? It's been 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, at least that much.
Nice fella.
Yeah. He could play some ball.
Yes, he was a good athlete and a better person. You were asking me about parents and interaction. Following our senior year, we had a little basketball banquet.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant coach at UVA, Chip Connor, came down and spoke to us. You know, we thought we were big time. We got assistant coach from UVA to speak. Hard to tell what that cost. Mama kind of casually said, "Everybody going to, all the team players going to be there?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Russell coming?" I said, "Well, I'm sure he will." You know, her tone of voice was good.
And this was your?
My mom.
So your junior year?
Senior year.
Senior year, okay.
And Russell was the only black on the squad.
Okay.
And it's 55 years, so you can admit it. Black folks didn't go into Sacred's restaurant.
Okay.
Well,
that.
At that time, later, yes, later, right. But much later. And but you know, it was clear from her tone of voice that.
So did Russell show up?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I expect he and Johnny Massey shared rides a lot.
Okay.
Johnny lived right here. 2-3 miles from him, right there, okay. Ellisville. But anyway, because Russell lived down somewhere around Peach Grove area.
Yeah, I never knew where he lived at because I was far into the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
You notice how that works in even in a relatively small county.
Yeah.
You can, if your paths don't cross, they just don't cross. Yeah. So, anyway.
But yeah, so speaking of, you brought up Sacred Restaurant, so were there many other places, Louisa Mineral, that was segregated at that time that was kind of off limits, whether officially or unofficially to
blacks? I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know.
Okay.
Real observant, right? Yeah. That's my strong suit. Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I kind of asked about at least after school activities like Friday night dances at the fire hall, and at least my perception back then was
that was segregated.
It was segregated. Yeah.
Well, enough to the point that yes, our classes 10th year and 25th year get together. We went to Mineral Fire Hall, mm-hmm. and finally the light finally came on with us that were there, and there were very few blacks that. And then it was very well spoken about when we had our 50th a couple of years ago, whenever that was. Very well spoken of that Mineral Fire Hall was out because, you know, that represented a time and a feeling, and we met at Holly Grove at Fire Department. Which was a wonderful choice because a lot of us old folks have difficulty with stairs on occasion, so they don't have stairs. And we had, I don't know how many of our classmates, Jane Bullock Moody was there, preacher man, can't call his name up in the upper end of the county, Ragland.
Okay.
Was it James Ragland? Is that right?
I don't know him. He's in your class?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, Cecilia Perkins was
okay.
Had passed away by that time. King, tall, slender girl, King. Can't think of her given name.
Okay.
But anyway, she wasn't, there. Francine Richardson didn't show up. And, but that's okay. Yeah. There was one of our classmates that lives right around the corner from there, and he didn't come.
Wow.
A white guy. He was in the cluster of friends.
Yeah.
But he didn't show up. So you don't know what inspires people. Okay.
Yeah, in 1965, there was only one black in the 10th grade. Your class name was Carolyn McGee. Do you recall knowing her?
No. Let's freshen some memory, boys and girls. Oh, look at that rowdy bunch drinking. gosh, pages full of folks that didn't bother to come to that. Okay, I can pick her out now. Yeah.
Do you recall having any classes with her at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, she was probably a better student than something. They staged them academically.
Yeah. But yeah, just having only one black in the whole class.
10th grade was a pretty low year for me academically.
Okay.
I'm mighty afraid to say. But anyway.
So,
I don't remember her.
Okay.
I'll have to check with them.
Yeah, she lives in Washington now. Yeah. Like she left after high school and has been out of the county ever since, mm-hmm. So she hasn't been local.
She's probably some of, I wonder if she's some of Calvin's family. I'll have to ask you.
Okay. I know it's not a brother. I think she had two sisters that were in my class, but I don't think they had any brothers at all. Yeah. It's maybe a cousin.
Yeah.
Having been there at Louisa for integration, do you think it impacted your life in any way, for the better or for the worse at all?
Hmm. I can't think of it one way or the other.
Okay.
Oh, gracious, if I was of glib of tongue, if I was had a fabulous vocabulary and a tremendous imagination, oh, I would give you a glowing response.
And you'd be quoted on
yes, years forever.
Wow, this wise sage.
Yes. I guess the greatest feeling I had at the time and stayed with me was, this is the way it is. Mm-hmm. College, of course.
Where did you go?
Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Francine went there too. Saw her one time in 4 years.
Wow.
So our paths crossed a lot, right?
Okay.
She's a nice lady. Mm-hmm. Very well. She'd have to be for her family. But I would getting back to your question, I can't peg something that okay. was impacted me for latter years. I guess if I wanted to, I could say, well, yes, I was a good little boy. I was nice to everybody, you know. So, you know.
Yeah.
Being on good terms with everybody has always been a right strong desire of mine. So, anyway.
In a retail business?
Well, even now it's retail business, but then it's just a matter of acceptance.
Right.
I came to realize that it was helpful that I played ball as far as acceptance.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
The ones that hide and don't get out and about, they get overlooked.
That's so true.
Yeah, it is. Saw it with our children, you know.
Right.
They developed a way of just when they were in school. So, right. Yeah.
So you went to Virginia Tech and came back to go to family business?
After a number of years, I taught school 1 year in...
In Louisa?
No, in Loudoun County.
Loudoun County?
Yeah. Sterling Park.
Interesting.
You'll love this. I was bound to be an educator of the year up there because there's a fellow that teaches at Louisa Middle School. He was in my 8th grade class. I was teaching 8th grade boys, 7th grade girls in industrial arts. And he doesn't remember me.
He doesn't? Okay, that's
at least he said he didn't remember me. And it's interesting, his name was of the 8th grade boys. His name was the only one that stuck with me over the years. And then I had two classes of 8th grade boys, one day, one the next. I had four classes of 7th grade girls and four classes of 7th grade girls. So what they did up there, this is off the subject, the youngsters took art, music, home ec, industrial arts, and they met two of those for the semester every other day, and the next semester every other day. So they got their 90 days, they got 45 days in each one of those little studies.
Was this a vocational school?
No, it was a middle school,
okay.
Just a common middle school. And it amounted to exploratory.
Okay.
I don't know what they did in the home ec. I wish I'd taken home ec down here.
A
lot of girls.
Unique, yeah.
And of the 7th grade girls, I remember one name. Don't know why.
Okay.
And, you know, it's... It,
yeah.
But anyway, so getting back, I finished Tech in about October of 72. I did not graduate with my classmates. I had to do my practice teaching.
Okay.
And I started at Tech a term late. I started in January of 69 instead of fall of 68, okay. So I managed to stay, I managed to be behind the whole time. I was behind to the extent that I got classified 1A each fall because I wasn't up, didn't have enough credits to be the next grade level. So I had to write a letter to, what was her name? Sadie Ellis?
Okay.
The draft board lady.
Right.
And anyway, so I did my practice teaching fall of 72, and I started 3-4 weeks before Tech took in, and then so therefore I wound up before the end of the term, and the department head says, well, look, there's this, you know, Loudoun County Public Schools is in a bind. They need a teacher. They got a had a long-term sub in there. So I went on up and finished after a year. I wasn't prepared for middle school. My the curriculum I was in and then my practice teaching was old school shop, you know, build this out of wood and do this, you know.
Mr. Lancaster.
And yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. That was an interesting experience in itself down there. And I did that in Dublin.
Okay.
And some of those boys were working in the evenings at Radford Armory, Radford Foundry, down in Lynchburg Foundry at Radford. So anyway, when you were talking to those youngsters about quality control or workplace safety, I mean, they knew more about it than I knew in that respect.
Okay.
But anyway, I did that. And then I was around here for a little while, drove a truck, made more money with that job than I've ever made
since. Driving a truck?
Drove a gas truck, delivered home heating oil and gasoline. Okay. And of course, I lived at home, so I didn't have any living expenses. Okay. And then I worked in Richmond for 6 years in a sales capacity.
Okay.
That was an interesting job. They were a steel plate fabricator right there in the middle of the James River under the Lee Bridge. And we had our office up on 16th Street. I was there 5 years. And first child came along, and I changed jobs, found a little more money, and then my wife left her teaching job, stayed home with the baby, and then that summer, I'd been coming up here all those years. I'd been coming home every weekend and working with Daddy, and I finally said to him, when are you going to be ready for me to come back? He said, anytime.
Okay.
So we came back here, and that was a great move for the family. Okay. It really was. We were in Chesterfield County and suburbia, and sometimes we shudder to think how our lives might have developed or not developed if we stayed in that environment.
And, yeah.
But anyway, it was a good move for us. But
the kids went to school here in Louisville?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Jack was 9 months old when we moved here, and then the other two came along, and now Jack went to Mineral Elementary.
Okay.
And Craig was 3 years behind him. He might have gone to TJ all the way through. I don't know what years. I know Jack was at Mineral.
Okay.
And then the what's his face? The third one, Keith.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Come on.
My wife's baby boy.
Yeah, okay.
He was 2 years behind that.
Okay.
And but yeah, they went to school here.
Okay.
And
deep roots in the county.
Well, you know, Jack hung out at work with me some when he wasn't riding around town on his bicycle, seeing everybody, whatever. Okay. And and the youngest one, Keith hung out at fire hall, and he's a fireman now.
Really?
Not here.
Okay.
He's a lieutenant over in Spotsylvania. So, you know, the bug bit him pretty hard. But anyway, But yes, we glad to have come back here. A lot of friends and new ones as well. And yeah.
So how often do you class get together? You mentioned the 10.
We did 10, 25, and 50. And we keep saying casually that the next go around, we're going to have to reach out to class of 67, class of 66, class of 69, class of 70. You know, and just make it a group thing. Because when you're in school, you're not restricted just to your classmates, whether it's sports connections or if it's just social.
Yeah.
You know, sit with so-and-so at the mess hall, the cafeteria, you know. So you branch out, and rightly so. And that would be nice if we can... If we can finagle that. I went to class of 69's reunion simply because they needed some bodies to help defray the cost because they weren't getting as the numbers. And I think that was the reason, but we went and totally enjoyed it.
Yeah, my brother was in the class of 69, and he was saying it was so poorly attended that it was just a handful of folks. So.
Yeah. So, getting back to that, we're looking forward to that. And,
okay.
Anyway.
Brooks, appreciate you coming in.
Vernon, yes, sir.
Thanks for sharing. And now that I've got to meet you again, maybe I'll stop by the store and say hey.
Yeah, you really should. All roads lead to Mineral.
Okay.
One of my customers right there on your wall there, lower right-hand corner.
Okay.
Melvin. I think he started with us in 59 or 60. I'd have to dig into the books.
Started as a customer?
Customer.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, goes back. I don't know Melvin, but... Yeah.
What did that fella tell Daddy? A fella told Daddy about Governor Wilder. Wilder was running for governor. His fellow, a friend of ours, says, don't meet him if you don't want to like him.
Really?
Yes. Melvin enjoys a fabulous reputation. By golly, if he tells you the sun's going to rise in the west, you better look towards the west tomorrow morning.
Oh, really?
Because, he's just that straight.
Oh,
good man.
What part of the county does he live?
On 605. We called it Peach Orchard back then, where 640 and 605 collide.
Okay.
They live in that vicinity.
Okay.
And
he has a farm.
He logs.
Okay.
Yeah. He and his son Nelson still log.
Okay.
Nelson might be. No. No, he's not in there.
Right.
Let's see. Melvin's older child. Older boy. Died in 75, and Nelson would have been 2 or 3 years behind him in school.
Okay.
So anyway. But anyway, Melvin and his son Nelson worked together.
Okay.
And like I said, just a nice person. Always a pleasure to see him come through the door.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Good.
We're real blessed. We've had fabulous black customers, and you're not supposed to see color.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. And the McGee brothers, of course, were customers. Marsh brothers, Joe Marsh's uncles, were customers, just straight. The way you beg for people to be. So that made it... That made it real easy for us to get along, to want to get along.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that, the other will follow.
Yeah.
It really will. And,
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish my memory
Yeah, I wish mine was better too.
Well, you know, if things had been horrible in 65, 66, I'm confident I would have remembered something. If there were horrible points, if there were horrible incidents, they were kept quiet, or they were very, very small, and that's small isn't necessarily, they were contained, they not as many people involved with it if there had been horrible situation. So, you know, I'm confident that I would have remembered if there had been something blatant.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was anything that was broad. It was probably small incidents, and for better or for worse, I think they were managed.
Well,
letting it get out of control.
Shame we didn't have Harry Knuckles over at this Louisa at that time. he and Daddy had a nice friendship.
Really?
Real nice friendship. Just he'd come in, get a little something. He and Daddy would sit there and talk about the Sunday school lesson they had last week.
Okay.
And Mr. Knuckles went down to Ebenezer and church. And but you know, the Sunday school lessons, these published lessons, they follow, regardless of denomination.
Yeah.
But anyway, he and Daddy would talk about the Sunday school lessons and this, that, and the other.
That's good.
Yeah. So, you know, like I say, it getting along made it easy to get along.
Yeah,
really.
Too bad, wasn't
it? Hey, look, like that. Thank you so much. I better get taking up y'all's time.
Oh, not at all. No.
Do you feel ready to sign the release now, or would you like to listen to your interview?
I don't know. I'll sign the damn thing. You know, it's just a shame you have lawyers, but
So that right there, and that lets us use it on our website and use it in things like exhibits.
No, we just want to get perspective of folks who were there. We appreciate you sharing.
Yeah, I've talked with Dwight.
Yeah, he was here
just a touch. And
Steve was here, and so it's good. And we got Pam Henderson Richardson coming in this afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah. She's awful nice lady.
She is.
They're customers of ours.
Okay.
All we have are nice customers. and really, you know, we do.
And would you like me to mail you a flash drive copy of your interview so you have the recording for yourself?
Share it with
what would I do with it?
Share it with your grandkids.
Share it with your family and your grandkids.
How do you use it?
You put the flash drive into your computer, the little USB flash drive. I can also email you a link so you can download it.
The grandkids will know how to do it.
Yeah, your grandkids will know how to do it.
Yes, I expect my wife and son might know.
I just need your address if you want me to.
You want an email address or?
Easier address. I can mail it to you, which might be something good. You can just hold on to the physical USB drive.
Yeah, I thought that I was going to get into these things last night, but I didn't get into mine. I got time got away from me. I didn't have to put the zip code. Email is
Bestly Implements.
If you'd like a copy of the form, I just need
for
anything.
No,
you're okay.
I don't want anything incriminating. they'll know what to do with that thing.
If they have any trouble, let me know, but I'll mail it to you, and they should know what to do with it.
Yeah, they may just be interested in hearing the stories that you share.
Yeah. You know, there's just a whole lot about my growing up those children don't know.
They don't need an order
thing. That might be it. I got a grandchild that's, after school, he's what, first grade, whatever he is,
okay,
over here on 33. And I think they get into some basketball.
Oh, really?
None of our children played any sports. Oh, it's anything later than t-ball, and they just didn't play any sports. And but Henry is interested in basketball.
First grade.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's a camaraderie thing or if it's something that's really catching his attention, but I need to pull out some of these things. And I got a bunch of photographs that Lester Brantley took and James Marshall
took.
Oh,
yeah, I remember James. He was in my class.
James was a special duck and really into his photography.
Oh, yeah.
He really was. So I've got some. So Henry gets old enough, I'll show him some of those things.
Yeah.
I got some newspaper clippings and
yeah.
Anyway. Our senior year, we enjoyed a good time other than losing four times to Matoka.
In basketball, yeah.
Four times in one season.
Yeah, they had it.
Home and away, and then the tournament as well as the district championship, North and South divisions. And then the tournament. So lost to them by 6-4, 3 and 2 points. I think I'm right. I'd have to dig back.
But now,
that's terrible, isn't it?
No, it was good. You made it to the playoffs. I mean, that was they were dominant, and in fact, you lose.
Well, those fellas were such athletes.
Yeah.
That year in particular, that they could bring 3 or 4 off the bench and never let up.
Yeah.
They had this big old boy named Willis. He might have been close to size that door, if I recall. No,
yeah.
He wasn't. But you know, they were good athletes. They were good. Weren't very disciplined, but they were.
Yeah.
I just wondered what would have happened if Mike Eberbaugh had been their coach. And Matoka had approached Mike.
Oh, really?
At least that's what he told me.
Yeah.
We were down there for a track meet senior year, and he mentioned it.
Really?
That there was some point of discussion. The shot put had been ground down.
What?
A little bit lighter. And he said something. He said, I don't know, they've approached me about coming down here. Maybe I just won't bother. I said, don't say anything on my part. Wasn't that important to me.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
It's interesting.
Yes, it is. And you know, just like several of the customers have been in the store today, I had to say to them, look, I better get going or else we'll sit here and talk for another 6 hours. That's nice.
It is good.
It is nice to have that threat, hanging behind you.
Oh, no.
I'm going to put this in my scrapbook, my high school scrapbook.
Okay.
And put that in there with pictures of Brooks Besley weighing only 210 pounds.
That's what Dwight Rigsby was saying, how he weighs less now than he did back then. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, he is right slender now.
Yeah.
I hope that's intentional.
Yeah, no, he looks good.
The natural thing is
hey. I
had surgery in August and the surgeon got on me. Told me I had to lose. He told me he needed me to lose 25 pounds or whatever it was.
That's not too bad.
No, it wasn't. Not from where I was. And he said, "You quit eating all those snacks." He had the personality of a bucket of rocks, but he's a good surgeon. Okay. I went from 294 to 244.
Good for you.
And I've gotten a good bit of it back.
Okay, can't help it. Steve Montgomery, he's pretty fit also. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, he's. I don't know if Steve's still into riding the bikes. He used to do a lot of distance riding with groups, and Steve is a mere shadow of his high school self.
Yeah,
you know, most of us.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah, they had a few pounds every year. So.
Yeah. If that food didn't taste good,
I'd leave
it alone.
Thanks for coming by. We just got a little bit about the Historical Society for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You want to take it with you?
No, I got a copy of this in the mail.
Well, there's some other pieces in there.
Oh, okay then.
Do you have any?
I'm gonna work at age 13. That wasn't.
Did we all did? Yeah.
That wasn't unusual.
I went to work at 11.
Yeah. Mama put me on the payroll when I was 11. But then